It was at the 1956 Melbourne Olympics that Betty Cuthbert first made her mark as a track and field champion. Then 18 years old, she won the gold in the 100 and 200 metres and the 4x100 metres relay. 8 years later, at the Tokyo Olympics, she overcame an injury to win her fourth gold in the women's 400 metres. But Cuthbert was known for her humility and preferred to keep a low profile.
Now when I see the video of what I did in 56, I think, did I do that? You know, you just can't imagine it. I've never liked a lot of publicity, and that's why I moved across over to the West, to get out of the public eye.
Cuthbert lived with multiple sclerosis for decades before her death in August. Former Olympic marathon champion Robert Di Castella says she was a great role model.
Such an incredible athlete, and in so many ways such a wonderful role model, and I think exemplified everything that sportsmanship is about.
There was added visibility around the rainbow flag in 2017 as the long-running gay marriage campaign produced a change in the law, allowing same-sex couples to marry in Australia. The artist who designed the flag in 1978, Gilbert Baker, died of cardiovascular disease in March at the age of 65. He'd refused to put a trademark over his creation, saying he regarded it as a symbol for the LGBTI movement.
The rainbow flag is successful because people own it. There are no royalties. It's something in the public domain, and everyone has their own idea about what it means to them. But it is something that transcends language and barriers, so that we share it is wonderful. I think everyone acknowledges that. So that love, that appreciation is, it comes to me.
An actor who became a victim of his own success in the 1960s superhero series Batman died of leukemia this year at the age of 88. Adam West became typecast playing the Caped Crusader.
Catwoman, I find you to be odious, abhorrent, and insegrevious.
Batman's alter ego, Bruce Wayne, lived at the luxurious Wayne Manor, with the producers using external shots of the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles to set up scenes. That was the real-life home of the iconic Playboy magazine's creator, Hugh Hefner, who died in September at the age of 91. In an interview with the New York Times back in 2008, Hefner explained how he saw an opening in the market in 1950s America for a pornographic magazine for men.
Before Playboy, men's magazines were mostly outdoor adventure books, so it was guys hanging out with guys and the women were staying at home. That was not what I had in mind.
Back in Australia, a man who became synonymous with what he described as the world game died in July.
SBS, hosted by Les Murray.
Good evening. Good evening.
Buenas noches.
Welcome.
Buonasera. And hello again from the World Game.
I'm Les Murray, probably the longest running series since Bonanza.
If you're a soccer fan, there's a pretty good chance you'll have to put up with my face on this screen more often than you think.
Les Murray had a stellar career at SBS as a journalist, broadcaster and analyst, and is credited with coining the phrase the World Game. In 2006, he was honoured with the Member of the Order of Australia for services to football. Upon his death, he was remembered with a state funeral at St Mary's Cathedral in Sydney. Another Australian honoured with a state funeral was Indigenous rights activist Sol Bilair. Bilair spent his life campaigning for Indigenous land rights and worked to achieve better health outcomes for Aboriginal people. One of his roles was at the Aboriginal Medical Service in Sydney's Redfern. In 2013, he spoke of the need to improve health outcomes.
Well, we hope to achieve a longer lifestyle. I don't like to use the word close the gap, but it's something we just want to see, particularly our Aboriginal men. We want to see them live beyond 60 years of age, 65 years of age. In some instances, it's 50 years of age where at the Aboriginal life expectancy for men. We want to prolong our life. We want our men to grow up with their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, the same way that their non-Aboriginal counterparts enjoy.
He was 66. Returning overseas, and one of the world's most successful music artists succumbed to Alzheimer's disease in August, Glen Campbell was 81.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Riding on a horse in a sparkling rodeo. Gamble was a celebrated singer, guitarist, songwriter, and television host. In a career that spanned 50 years, he released more than 70 albums and collected numerous accolades, including 10 Grammy Awards. Rhinestone Cowboy was nominated for a Grammy in 1975. And finally, back in January, veteran war correspondent Claire Hollingworth died at the age of 105 in Hong Kong. Hollingworth famously broke the news that the Second World War had started in what had been dubbed the scoop of the century. The reporter had spotted German forces amassed on the Polish border while travelling from Poland to Germany back in 1939.